Good morning, my lovely brothers and sisters of Grace City. How was your Lent? Mine was a little bit physically and emotionally challenging, but God has revealed a lot of things to me. And we could certainly talk about that later. And as you know, today is the last day of Lent, which means we're going to have a Good Friday service at the church building at 7 p.m. I really hope to see you there. And from what I've heard, GC Good Friday service is real good. With that being said, let's dive into today's Lent reflection. Today we're going to read Luke chapter 22 from verse 39 and all the way to chapter 23. Here we go. Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, "Pray that you will not fall into temptation." He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down, and prayed, "Father, if you're willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him, and being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly. And his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from prayer and went back to the disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. "Why are you sleeping?" he asked them. "Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation." While he was still speaking, a crowd came up, and the man who was called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus asked him, "Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" When Jesus' followers saw what was going to happen, they said, "Lord, should we strike with our swords?" And one of them struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his right ear. But Jesus answered, "No more of this." And he touched the man's ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priest, the officer of the temple guard, and the elders who had come up for him, "Am I leading a rebellion that you have come with swords and clubs? Every day I was with you in the temple courts, and you did not lay a hand on me. But this is your hour, when darkness reigns." Then seizing him, they led him away and took him into the house of the high priest. Peter followed at a distance. And when some there had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and had sat down together, Peter sat down with them. A servant girl saw him seated there in the firelight. She looked closely at him and said, "This man was with him." But he denied it. "Woman, I don't know him," he said. A little later, someone else saw him and said, "You also are one of them." "Man, I am not," Peter replied. About an hour later, another asserted, "Certainly this fellow was with him, for he is a Galilean." Peter replied, "Man, I don't know what you're talking about." Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him, "Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me three times." And he went outside and wept bitterly. The man who were guarding Jesus began mocking and beating him. They blindfolded him and demanded, "Prophesy, who hit you?" And they said many other insulting things to him. At daybreak, the council of the elders of the people, both the chief priest and the teachers of the law, met together, and Jesus was led before them. "If you are the Messiah," they said, "tell us." Jesus answered, "If I tell you, you will not believe me. And if I ask you, you would not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the mighty God." They all asked, "Are you then the Son of God?" He replied, "You say that I am." Then they said, "Why do we need any more testimony? We have heard it from his own lips." Chapter 23, then the whole assembly rose and led him off to Pilate.
Whew!
Just before this Lent season started, I was hanging out with some of our church friends, and I think it was Hannah Howie, asked a question to the group, "Hey, like, for this Lent, what are you guys giving up?" some people said, I'm giving up alcohol, I'm giving up sugar. I think I said I'm giving up social media, but that's not what I really wanted to say. What I really wanted to say is that this Lent, I just give up. I just want to give up. Not give up something, but I just want to give up. Because lately, I'm a little tired of trying to be more like Christ. Because I realize that it's a super painful and lengthy one. And I'm also thinking life would be so much more fun and a lot more convenient if I just give up trying to be like Christ. Have you guys ever thought about that? I could get a few hours back on my weekends. I could just date any cuties on the street. I could stop caring about how people would perceive the church by looking at me. I could stop exercising. I could stop eating healthy to control my physical desires. And yes, life could be a lot easier and convenient and also fun if I just give up trying to be more like Christ. And that desire and the other desire, trying to be like Christ, those two desires are constantly fighting, and I'm getting really tired of it. And the reason why I found today's verse really comforting is that it seems like Jesus is going through something similar that I'm going through. In verse 42, it says, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. It sounds like Jesus is telling God that I want to give up. I don't want to do this. The Son of God, who is fully man, also fully God, went through the same thing and knows what I'm going through. It gives me a lot of comfort. At the same time, what I love about Jesus and what he did is that he just doesn't stop there. He goes, there's a second part of verse 42. It says, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. I'm guessing a lot of you are either concerned and worried about my well-being because I said I want to give up. And thank you. Thank you for thinking of me. Feel free to give me a hug when you see me at the church. But I still want to clarify one thing. Yes, it's true. It's pretty miserable when I think about the things that I have to do daily to be more like Christ. Yeah, it's pretty depressing. At the same time, there's this great joy and peace in my heart that I cannot describe. And Jesus in the scripture, by submitting his desire and telling God that your will comes before mine, by doing that, I believe Jesus is manifesting how we as Christians can still move forward and to be more like Christ, even when we're suffering and even when our desires are not aligned with our God's plan. There's one thing stood out to me as I was reading the book, The Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis. There's one thing that stood out to me that is compatible with today's scripture. I'm going to paraphrase this a little bit, and it says, nothing is more dangerous to the forces of the evil than humans no longer desiring but still intending to do their Heavenly Father's will. It is inevitable that we're going to suffer if we were to follow Christ and to be more like Him. At the same time, we will experience this great joy and peace that nothing in this world could give us. And the forces of devil really hates that. When we practice that spiritual discipline and we practice that spiritual humility to follow Christ in the middle of our suffering. If I can share one encouragement with you, is that let's practice spiritual discipline and spiritual humility. We will suffer, but we will rejoice in the middle of our suffering, and we will submit our desires to God and place His will before ours. Oh, my brothers and sisters, that is what we call discipline and humility. And second encouragement would be, let's be intentional and be more diligent about the ways we come together as a church community to support each other. I really need you guys to go on this journey. I can't do this by myself, and I'm willing to be there for you. And once again, devil hates it when we come together to go on this journey. So let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for another opportunity to share what you've placed in my heart. Give us strength, give us perseverance, give us faith that you have granted to your Son, so that we could honor each other, honor you. And the may that we things that we speak and do in this world be pleasing in your sight. Amen. All right, I will see you guys later, and I love you all. Thanks.